Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples joins us today to give us some details about a handful of Texas ranchers who made history on their own and brought about a true Texas cattle breed.
Texas cattlemen have long faced challenges due to drought, disease, and many unforeseen trials and tribulations, Tony, that modern-day Texans sometimes we don't experience because of all the other comforts that are around us. When rancher Malcolm Levi of Spicewood started an unusual breeding program, no one could have known what would come of it. By crossing Black Angus cows with white Brahman bulls, he got something a little bit unexpected, a match that produced a red offspring with a little ear.
So what's the significance of the little ear in the red calves?
Well, Tony, the little ear and the red coloring is significant, actually, because it removed the problem of pink eye and cancer in the eye of cattle. Malcolm and his son, Mike, liked the uniformity of the red herd, so they began to move forward to establish the Red Brangus as a recognized breed.
So how long did it take for the breed to be acknowledged?
In early 1952, young ranchers Mike Levi and Harry Thompson met to put a plan together for the future of the Red Brangus. They decided to move slowly to achieve the best quality herds possible. So by 1959, the drought had ended, the nation was pulling out of a recession, and so the outlook for the 60s looked promising. The time had come to officially organize another Texas success story.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.